Welcome to Milwaukee's Philanthropic Community Radio Show. I'm Julie Ellenbecker, president of Ellenbecker Investment Group. EIG is committed to bringing awareness to organizations in our community. This show highlights local and surrounding area nonprofits to help listeners learn how they can have an impact in our community and is for educational purposes only. We believe that helping the community is always positive and recognize the importance of providing a voice. Every organization highlighted is a qualified 501c3. The opinions and missions expressed on MPC do not necessarily reflect the opinions of Ellenbecker Investment Group employees and leaders. Please enjoy today's show.
Welcome. This is EIG, Milwaukee's philanthropic community, with your host, Jill Economo, on News Talk 1130 WISN.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining us today for Milwaukee's philanthropic community, where our goal is to inform, to inspire, and to impact our listening audience by highlighting people and organizations who are doing great things and making a big impact in our community. Our hope is that you, our listeners, will have a desire to make your own impact in some way. I'm your host, Jill Economo, Director of Community Relations at Ellenbecker Investment Group. In 2023, the U.S. Census Bureau reported that just over 36 million people were living in poverty, with 35% of households in Wisconsin, or more than 864,000 households, were unable to afford basic housing, basic food items, health care. A family of four in Wisconsin needed an income of just over $77,000. To cover basic costs, which is significantly more than the official federal poverty level of $30,000. In fact, many of the most common jobs in Wisconsin don't pay a living wage. 11 of the 20 most common occupations pay less than $20 an hour. And again, these figures are as of 2023. These stagnant wages, coupled with rising costs for necessities, have outpaced growth in earnings for low-income households. So what is a family to do? Well, I would think that they'd have to rely on resources in the community for help. While an exact percentage isn't available, the data that is available, coupled with the wide range of services offered, indicates that a substantial portion of the Wisconsin population relies on nonprofit resources in some capacity throughout their lives. Today, we're going to highlight two local nonprofits that offer help in a variety of ways. My guests today are Kimberly Eisendroth, Director from Family Connect of Wisconsin, Jessica Deuce, Executive Director, and Ella Newman, a caseworker from the Evangelical Children and Family Agency, whose missions intersect in the ways they serve families and children in our local community. Welcome to the show today, ladies.
Thanks for having us.
Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for being here. I recently saw John Maxwell, the famous leadership guru at the Global Leadership Summit, and he talked about the importance of leaving a legacy. He said that at our funeral, others will describe our lives in one sentence. So he recommends choosing now rather than later what we'd like to be known for. He shared how he wants to be known for intentionally adding value to other people's lives in some way. On his phone, he has a picture of a salt shaker and a light bulb because he, and anyone really, can be salt and light to others. Adding salt to food makes the food better and more flavorful, right? Adding light makes things brighter. So how are you ladies being intentional and making things better and brighter by being salt and light in your respective areas of serving children and families?
Well, I love that question. And Jill, thank you so much for having us, because every day is a new adventure and a new journey, I love to say. And there is salt and light in every day. And we have a choice of what we want to be in that process. So for me, honestly, I grew up with faith and service as part of my foundation. And over the years, volunteering and mission work truly deepened that calling. So prayer warriors There are women in this room that have prayed for me, and I'm very grateful for that, both friends and family. And sometimes we even have strangers that cross our paths. And just to have all of those wonderful blessings to walk alongside us, to be that salt and to be that light and to inspire us to keep saying yes to where God is leading us is just so remarkable. And I have for... Actually, I'm coming up on 10 years. I had followed a call to write a children's book of all things called Always Angel. And it's hard to believe it's 10 years coming up because
we
did pray for that. So I'm so grateful. And to have a faith-based children's book that is a storybook specifically designed as a clean palette for readers of all ages to make their own story and be reminded of that God is always with them. Just how that has transformed my life and others over the years as part of that light to be passing on has just been incredible. And that project truly was born from prayer and has continued to remind me the power of story and healing and creativity. But, you know, we go through life in those seasons and on that journey. And I was in corporate America for over 25 years in IT and project management, but I was truly feeling drawn to be more in nonprofit. And this leadership role came up in Family Connect. And to pursue a lifelong dream, you know, sometimes I have to pinch myself because I get to wake up every day. And when you're affecting different people in our communities in such a great way, I just feel honored to be in this role, but specifically aligning with my heart's deepest desire and that passion in helping families stay together and children to feel safe and seen and supported truly is incredible. But to be called from being always believed in my role to be a connector. So I was like, what does that mean? You know, how can I be more of that salt and light? Because you hear a lot of speakers talking about that. And it's a great question for all of us to ask ourselves on a daily basis, because I always was like, okay, I love networking and being a connector. And this role allows me to bring churches and agencies and communities together to truly be hands and feet of hope. And I love reinforcing that because through my role at Family Connect, now I get to help people take action and meet real needs and build lasting relationships. So hope really has been a constant theme in my life and with my family, because through teaching middle school and high school ministry and going on mission trips to Hope for Children in Rwanda and Living Hope International in Mexico is truly one of my life verses that I'm living out loud. And that's Jeremiah 29:11. Mm. When you look at that verse and it just being able to remind us that God's plan are to give us hope and a future. And a lot of that is being salt and light. So thank you for asking that question. I really love being able to, you know, share the heart of all that this is. And I believe journeys are sharing, serving, and being the hope for each other. But truly the why for me being here today, honestly, is being able to keep inviting others to join in, because when we come together, we can change stories for children and families right here in our community and around the world. And I'm just so fortunate to be working with this wonderful team here from ECFA.
Well, why don't you ladies give us a little snippet into your lives and why you do what you do?
Yeah. Well, again, thank you so much for having us. And so my name is Ella Newman, and I am a pregnancy caseworker with Evangelical Child and Family Agency. I've been working with them for about 2.5 years now. And I can just say that it has been such a blessing and privilege to be able to do the work that we do at ECFA. From a very young age, I always felt called to serve and was very aware of just the power and purpose of family, especially in the church, and felt this passion to just preserve what it is and what God intended it to be. And so I went to college for children and family ministry, and then moved back to Wisconsin and was connected to Evangelical Child and Family Agency, ECFA, and was hired as a pregnancy caseworker and just felt so confirmed in that role. And every day it's just such a privilege to be able to walk alongside women in our community and to be welcomed into their homes and to hear about not just their material needs, but their personal needs, and to be able to just be welcomed into their family life and to hear about the stories that are going on from a day-to-day basis. And it's just a gift to be able to work with the women that we work with.
Nice. Jessica.
Yeah, I'm Jessica Deuce. I grew up a pastor's kid, so being voluntold in service was in the work, but somehow that didn't deter me from going into social services in the future, because I just love just being the hands and feet of Jesus and working alongside people. And what Kim was saying, a lot of it comes down to hope, like seeing someone in a place where they see no way out and not knowing what a future could look like, and just being able to step in and walk alongside them to show them that there might be something different out there for them. Just being able to even sit there and listen to them in their time, in their moment. Sometimes that's all they really want and need. Right. Sometimes it is meeting material needs, but that's the main part of it, is just bringing hope and light to a spot where they might not have seen it before.
Very nice. Very nice. Well, it's wonderful to hear everybody's individual stories about why they do what they do, because I think it's important for the audience to understand your heart and where you're coming from. We're going to take a deeper dive, though, into what each of you focus on specifically after we take a quick commercial break. So stay tuned and we'll be right back.
Thanks for tuning in. This is EIG. Milwaukee's philanthropic community with your host, Jill Economo, on News Talk 1130 WISN.
Welcome back. I'm your host, Jill Economo. And in our next segment, we're going to be talking specifically with Kimberly Eisendroth from Family Connect of Wisconsin. So let's learn more about Family Connect, Kimberly. Give us a quick overview and of Family Connect Wisconsin and how your care portal works.
Yeah, thanks so much for asking. At Family Connect of Wisconsin, our mission is to connect and mobilize local communities to simply and effectively meet the needs of children and families. So we are the only implementing partners for Care Portal. Care Portal is actually a care sharing technology platform. It launched in 2015 to help put children and the church on the front lines together to truly address the foster care crisis. We wanted to be part of more preventative work. We're so blessed to have amazing foster families out there taking children in and loving on them. There's so much to do with the process. There's trauma involved in that. As we were looking and researching nationally, it was, how can we do more preventative work together? You know, just getting back to your stats earlier, it's the profound amount of effects of poverty, and the fact that when you look at poverty, a majority of children are in foster care because of poverty. And if we're looking at that being such a high percentage, and there's things we can be doing in our community, we want to be a part of those preventative efforts to come together truly as a community in collaboration to support and help them. So when we discovered Care Portal, and the number one reason of kids entering the system being due to poverty. And as we looked at the founders of Care Portal and how they wanted to help do something about that, they really just wanted to help kids be with their families. And so, you know, family has a lot of different versions, and that's the beauty of family. You could be born into a family, you could be not born into a family, but the people we meet in life become family. So I love how for Family Connect of Wisconsin, the foundation and fundamental pieces truly are about connection and family, and how Care Portal came alongside us as this wonderful solution to help solve that. Now, in Wisconsin here, our founder, Mike Jewell, had the same deep compassion for and love for children and families. So implementing Care Portal was the perfect way to live that out and be a part of the solution.
Okay. Well, I'm curious why you personally feel
called to lead this work? And you talked a little bit about it before, but what have you seen since stepping into your role?
Well, I'll tell you, the beauty of, for me, is seeing how caseworker is truly providing a way for caseworkers at child serving agencies like ECFA, other pregnancy centers, schools, foster families, and groups to be able to enter a child-centered need in real time, to be able to serve families as quickly as possible. And across the country, as a request gets put in, these are satisfied within 7 to 10 days on average.
Okay.
So you have urgent needs. You have amazing resources like ECFA and others locally that have wonderful care closets, wonderful options. But what about those one-offs that are a little more expensive or a little unique? We want to make sure we're coming together as a true community to provide those. So that's really what drew me in, Jill, was, wow, there is this solution out there that can help us do preventative work. We can help alleviate some of the pressures and some of the weight that our wonderful caseworkers and social workers are doing. But also, we can be loving on our community and family even bigger and even better together. So that's truly what drew me in.
I love that. Again, it's always interesting to hear the heart of the matter because people don't often get that when they visit your website. So thanks for sharing that. You mentioned 5 counties are active now with this care portal. What progress have you seen, and what's unique about your recent Waukesha County launch?
Well, I love our whole state, but I do come from Waukesha County. So being able to launch my home county as our 5th county, and we just started a year and a half ago, to bring Care Portal into Wisconsin and to be able to, again, it's all about partnership. So you see amazing nonprofits, pregnancy centers, schools doing such wonderful work for our community and our families, but also how do we bring the church across denominations into that conversation so that they can be spreading and doing more? So getting back to Waukesha County in particular, how am I so lucky that I get to talk to churches of all Christian denomination and bring us all together, working together in Waukesha County being the 5th county, and we have so many more that we'll be rolling out to as soon as we have resources and other things available to do it in a truly sustainable way.
So, okay, help us understand how Care Portal builds these connections between the churches, the agencies, and the families in need.
Yeah, that's a great question. So basically, a request is put in. A child is at the center of it. It is vetted. We get consent from the family. It is put in by a professional, a caseworker, a social worker. They're putting it in. Tangible items are listed. And then it goes out to the whole prayer, the whole church community so that they can see it. They could pray on it. They could provide for it, like new items, or they could fund it. And here is where the community comes in as well. There are individuals across the country, across the state. We'll hear soon about our first request that was put in Waukesha County. The fact that individuals can see that need and contribute anytime, anywhere. It's really beautiful. So we'll hear a little bit more about that specific request in a while. But I love how we're engaging individuals. We're engaging congregations of all ages. It's really remarkable to see.
And groups, too, because our Bible study here at Ellen Becker that you, Kimberly, and I are part of, we can provide resources. A corporation could do some type of giving campaign and provide resources. So there's a number of things that can be done. I'm curious, what gives you the most hope about the impact that Family Connect is making right now?
Well, I love it that we're really focusing here on every child deserves to be seen, supported, and safe. And when churches, agencies, and communities come together, what I love about this most is it's families that we're serving don't just get help, they get hope. That's really the bottom line of just being able to get back to that salt and light, right?
Yeah.
We can be light and we can be hope together even better on a daily basis. Moment by moment.
Yeah.
Day
I love by day. I love, love, love that. Anybody and everybody can make an impact, small or big.
Absolutely.
Great, great stuff happening at Family Connect. We're going to take a quick commercial break, but stay tuned because when we return, we're going to learn more about ECFA and how they make a difference in our community. We'll be right back.
You're listening to EIG, Milwaukee's Philanthropic Community, with your host, Jill Economo, on News Talk 1130 WISN.
Welcome back to Milwaukee's Philanthropic Community, brought to you by Ellenbecker Investment Group. I'm your host, Jill Economo, Director of Community Relations. And in this segment, we're going to be talking specifically with Jessica Deuce and Ella Newman from the Evangelical Child and Family Agency. So, ladies, we just got the scoop from Kimberly on Family Connect. Now let's get the 411 on ECFA. Give our listeners a snapshot of who you are, ECFA, and the heart behind your work.
Yeah, absolutely. So Evangelical Child and Family Agency, or ECFA as we're going to call it, is a team of evangelical Christian staff dedicated to serving individuals and families with Christ-centered compassion. Our mission is to protect and nurture children, strengthen families, and we value the life as a gift from God. We began when a newborn baby was found in a paper carton inside the door of a building at Moody Bible Institute in Chicago, but there were no Christian agencies available to care for the child. The baby was placed in a local orphanage. But out of that moment came the vision for ECFA to provide a distinctly Christian response to children and families in need.
Well, again, I talk about the fact that we don't sweep challenges under the rug. The challenge is, or the sad part of that story, if you will, is that a child was found like that. But the positive, bright light, the salt and light, is that ECFA was there to help. So, yeah,
it's all about the hope in the situation.
Absolutely. What kinds of families and individuals do you typically serve?
Yeah, so ECFA serves a wide range of individuals and families. Any woman who is experiencing any kind of crisis is welcome to receive support from the time of her first confirmed pregnancy test through 6 months after birth of the child if they choose to parent the child. But those who choose adoption, our team does continue to work alongside them for up to a year after placement. And Ella will go a little bit deeper into that. But on the adoption side, we also work with licensing Christian couples who have been married for at least 2 years and are active in the evangelical church. And these families go through a thoughtful process with their social workers to help ensure the best possible match and long-term stability of the child.
And do they prevent, like, mentorship and that type of thing as well?
Yes. For some of our mothers who choose parenting and they still need some extra care after those 6 months, we do have a mentorship program with our volunteers. Sometimes they'll get paired up with a volunteer if they request extra mentorship. And it's just an extra community member to just walk alongside them through life.
Very nice. Very nice. Well, speaking of walking through, tell us, why don't you walk us through the main programs that ECFA offers and what do they cover and how do they serve families?
Yeah, so we have our pregnancy support side of things and Ella will go into that. But that one, basically, there's two different programs. They have the parenting program where they go over coursework together, learning how to do like parenting styles. And then they also do the adoption side where they do some adoption counseling with them, seeing what that looks like, what the future might look like with that, and answer any questions they have with that. Then on the adoption side of things, where we have families who are choosing to adopt the children, either domestic, internationally, through that they can utilize our home study purposes. So that's where we have one of our social workers come to their location and they do a home study with the families. Or when it's the domestic part, which is our internal adoption program. So if there's someone with the pregnancy support case managers, and they are choosing adoption. They actually get to meet with the placement families. They look at the adoption books and get to see kind of what it's really fun. They're books that they printed out, and they have information like, what do they do for summer? What do they do for holidays? What's their parenting style? That sort of thing. So they get to read those books, meet the families, and in the end, they get to choose which family that their child will be with.
Very nice. Very nice. Well, speaking of caseworkers, Ella, let's hear from you now. Tell us how you walk alongside someone from pregnancy through parenting.
Yeah, that's a great question. So we typically work with women throughout the duration of their pregnancy and up to about 6 months postpartum. And we provide essential baby items, clothes with sizes ranging from newborn to up to 2 years old. We also bring diapers and wipes with us to every visit.
Of course, because you always need diapers and wipes.
Yeah, you fly through those for sure in the early stages. We have a goal of meeting with our moms every 2 weeks. And so that's what we try to shoot for. We can meet in their home, which is a huge perk because a lot of the moms that we work with don't have reliable transportation. But if they want to meet us at our office, they are more than welcome to do that as well. We have a little living room downstairs that's very comfortable. And yeah, it's just a great place to meet. But we typically do meet with women in their homes. When a woman becomes a client, we work together to create a service plan with attainable goals. If the father would like to be involved, we encourage them to be a part of the mother's goal planning and birth plan. So after 3 months, we assess these goals and come up with a set of new ones if needed. Our meetings are very conversational with the intention of getting a good sense of the specific needs of each client. And we also use a parenting curriculum and a variety of educational videos with different parenting topics that moms can choose to watch together or on their own time as well. And if we feel that we can't meet the needs of someone, we can advocate and connect moms to other organizations and resources in their area that they can utilize as well.
Well, I'm curious, is there anything that surprises people in terms of resources or supports when they first learn about all the great things that you offer?
Yeah, I would say that many women are typically surprised to find out that here at ECFA, we truly value that one-on-one relationship. It allows us to be intentional with our clients, and many of them are just used to receiving assistance in a more transactional, one-sided way. But when they discover that there are people out there that are truly genuinely interested in their story and their family, their children, and actually want to walk alongside them during their difficult seasons in life, it can be very impactful for them. And baby items and parenting curriculum or education, you know, it's all a huge priority for us, and they are necessary. But at the end of the day, we truly value genuine connection and a deep conversation with our moms. And it's a huge motivating force for what we do.
Yeah. You know, people talk about the recipients of your services being blessed in so many ways, but then people who provide the resource also say that it's such a blessing for them as well. And I talk all the time about how not one nonprofit can do it all. They have to collaborate and they have to rely on the strengths of other nonprofits so that Yes. they can come together and complete and not compete. So stay tuned, because after a short commercial break, we're going to learn all about the ways Family Connect and ECFA are coming together to offer the best they both have to the population they both serve. We'll be right back.
Thanks for tuning in. This is EIG, Milwaukee's philanthropic community, with your host, Jill Economo, on News Talk 1130 WISN.
Welcome back to Milwaukee's philanthropic community, brought to you by Ellen Becker Investment Group. I'm your host, Jill Economo, Director of Community Relations. And in our last segment today, we're coming together with Kimberly Eisendroth from Family Connect of Wisconsin and Jessica Deuce and Ella Newman from Evangelical Child and Family Agency to just kind of talk about this collaborative approach to the needs in our community. So give us an example of a family whose story shows how this partnership that you have, how does it work?
Well, yeah, I'll share an actual instance that happened recently between ECFA and Care Portal. I have a client who is a single mom of six and who has 9-month-old twins. She was being threatened with an eviction and with multiple, she also had multiple car issues at the time and expenses that were piling up. This mom shared that the twins were growing out of their infant car seats and that they're, that was actually the need that we met first. So we focused on that first one. I reached out to Care Portal, put a request in on their website, and within 24 hours, churches were on it. They had supplied two reclining car seats that the two twins could grow into. And so they'll have those for the next couple years now, which is amazing. Care Portal and Kimberly, they came out to our office and were actually able to install those car seats for this mom that I worked with in her minivan. And they were able to meet in person and just have a conversation. Mm. And it was really awesome to witness. And you could just tell that the mom that I worked with was very impacted and grateful for what they were able to provide. And she actually shared with me after that that her four older children needed beds, that they had been sleeping on their, you know, living room floor on the carpet in sleeping bags with blankets. And so
which could be fun if you're having like a camping experience.
Yeah.
But for every day, probably not so good, right?
Definitely. It's not something that, yeah, you want to make a habit. So we were able to connect again with Care Portal, who has a connection to another organization called Sleep in Heavenly Peace. And they kind of bridged that gap for us. And we're able to provide four twin beds for her four older children. And they came to her house and they set them up. They put them together, did it super, you know, efficiently. And you could just see that the kids were so grateful and the joy on their faces was undeniable. It was an awesome thing to witness. I was there as well. Obviously, we want to be there for all these interactions just to provide support to our moms. And so it was just a great thing to be a part of.
Well, Kimberly, how do you see the churches responding then when these requests come through?
Well, I'll tell you, across the nation, across our state, and specifically in Waukesha County, our churches are so excited to be a part of this. The response team, the volunteers, they've been waiting for this. So as soon as that request went out on a Friday, even before the church bodies saw the request, individuals from our community wanted to chip in a little here, a little there. Mm-hmm. By the time our lead church, Ridgewood Church, which was the first to sign up in Waukesha, saw the request, they were ready to fund it. Their volunteers wanted to fund it. The church wanted to fund it, but it had already been funded. So
awesome.
Right? Yeah. It was just so beautiful and so exciting because they're like, they called me and they're like, Kimberly, like, we just saw the request come in. We're taking the lead and it's already covered. And I was like, this is great.
Yeah, thank you, God. Yep. Yay, God, right?
Yes. And, you know, when you volunteers have different gifts and different things they want to lean into, our shoppers were ready to get shopping for those seats right away. And our deliverers were ready to deliver them once they were received. But again, it's just the turnaround time. The need is put in real time. The request is met. The church is so excited to be involved and not just a one and done. And this is not proselytizing whatsoever. This is truly just going and being the hands and feet of love and hope and just showing that we care as a community, but it's develop relationships. Again, I can't say enough about organizations like ECFA just being that light on a daily basis to these amazing families that's what they want. They want to be loved and felt seen and supported and cared for. And that's what ECFA and other organizations are supporting. But we want to help alleviate a little of that hope. So hopefully by putting in the requests, that was making Ella's job a little easier. We were excited to be there to present it to the family. And then to hear that, all right, we already have a partnership with Sleep in Heavenly Peace. Let's get brand new beds with all furnishings mm-hmm. to these kiddos so that they can get a good night's sleep. And mom's not worrying about them not being able to sleep. So it's all full circle. It's really beautiful to see the process from beginning of the request being put in to the church meeting it to actually following up. There's many organizations and many groups and churches, small groups that want to help in some way. Maybe it's a meal group. Maybe it's transportation. It could be a variety of things, but they can jump in then at that point. But we're always keeping that connection with the caseworker and social worker to make sure it's being done in the healthiest and most sustainable way.
And is that then this ripple effect that you see in the community when a need is met?
It truly is, because what happens is we have this partnership. We're expanding that. We're meet more requests. We're being able to bring more community together to support people most in need in our community. But really that ripple effect is families being seen. Isolation rate and suicide rate are through the roof. Mm. Many times people want to be seen and just listened to and know there's someone there. That's what we want to provide. The church wants to be at the center of that request, also being able to further the purpose and being able to provide beyond what they're already doing. And we truly just want to give our agencies more support and love on them too, because they're doing amazing work. And it's hard. It's hard, yeah. But they do an amazing job.
And again, as I said earlier, not one nonprofit can do it all. And so if we have this mentality of let's work together, let's complete each other, utilize the strengths of each other to provide the best possible solution to the people that you serve. That's how it should be, and in most cases is, and that's wonderful. Well, for listeners who are moved by all of these things that we've been talking about today, what would you say is one simple step that they can take, not just in general, but also specifically to support each of your missions?
Yeah, so I can give a little bit on that. Well, as far as ECFA is concerned, we do have some events coming up that is a great way to get involved and learn more about ECFA, what we do, and hear more client stories and our impact. You can come to one of our events. We have one around the summertime called the Bike and Hike event. That one is raising money for the different programs that we have. But there's also the auction event that is every fall, sometimes around November. But that one's our biggest event of the year, and we'd highly invite you to come join us for that and learn a little bit more. Then we also have one in the spring that you can check out. And all of these you can find at our website at ecfawisc.org.
All right. And then Family Connect, really through Care Portal. We have a place for everyone out there. So all of you listeners, individuals, churches, businesses, foundations, community, really for individuals, you could simply go to the Care Portal website and sign up as a community responder. As you had heard when we were talking about the requests being put in, there's no obligation to you, but you could see requests coming in. And if something's pulling on your heartstrings, come join us. And or join us to pray. Pray over these wonderful caseworkers and social workers and the families that we're all serving together. Our churches, it's free for you to enroll. So bring your volunteers. You already have them and your response teams. We go in twos for safety and just to make sure that we're out there together. But just want to reinforce that it's very easy for churches to be enrolled. And if you talk to any of our churches, they'll tell you it's pretty incredible. Now, for businesses and foundations, we're always looking for sponsors and to be able to support the scale of the growth of our program across the state for those individual request needs. And then the community. We have active community gatherings for each of the counties. And however you want to participate, yeah, just go check out our website. And that's familyconnectwi.org. And again, that's familyconnectwi.org.
Perfect. Thank you. Well, I want to thank all of my guests today, Kimberly Eisendroth from Family Connect of Wisconsin and Jessica Deuce and Ella Newman from Evangelical Child and Family Agency. I just so appreciate you all being here and sharing all the great things that you do and the ways that you're helping fill a gap for children and families in our community. So again, thank you for participating today.
Thank you,
Jill. Thank you so much for having us.
You are welcome. If you would like further information about what we talked about today, you can reach out directly to Family Connect of Wisconsin or the Evangelical Child and Family Agency at the places that they just mentioned. And if you know of a great organization doing great work in our community, like our guests today, that you think would be a great guest for the show, you can email me at Jill ellenbecker.com. I encourage you to tune in Sunday mornings at 10 to Milwaukee's philanthropic community to learn more about the specific ways that people and organizations are contributing to making our community a caring and compassionate place. You can tune into News Talk 1130 on your radio, your computer, or your cell phone. You can also visit our website at ellenbecker.com to listen to previously aired shows. And you can also listen on demand wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts. If you have a heart for kids, or you want to give back to a family in our community in some way, think about getting involved with either or both of the two nonprofits that we highlighted today. They've shared many ways that you can make a significant impact, whether that's by donating, volunteering, or simply advocating for their respective organizations. And if you have an interest in a different area, then take a listen to some of the over 500 nonprofits who have shared their mission, their vision, their purpose, and passion on this show so that you can align yourself and your giving goals with an organization that makes a tremendous difference in our community. And every one of them could use your time, your talent, or your resources to help further their mission. However you choose to be a blessing, just know that you are giving or extending a blessing at the same time. Thank you for listening today and have a great day.